very focused on the Jacksonville Jaguars.
What worries you most about them?
Well, they're very... Yeah, $50. Very athletic, fast football team, John, in all three phases. Offensively, they ran the ball for 205 yards against Kansas City Chiefs. They're running the ball really well. Blake Bortles, when he's on, he's tough. He's tough to stop. Defensively, they run to the football really well. They're very good at what they do. They do what they do. If that makes sense, and they're very good at it. And then on special teams, I think they have some dynamic returners. They've got Marquise Lee back there at times, Rashawn Green. I mean, they pose a lot of problems in all three phases.
Is there anything you and George could do during this extra time off to help Brock reduce his interceptions?
We've worked hard, and you know the quarterback always gets blamed for interceptions, and you know that's always going to be the case in football. That's just the way it is. But we know as coaches, when we study the tape, it's not all on Brock. Surely there's been times when, you know, Brock could have made a better decision, but there's also times where we could run a better route, we could protect better, somebody hit him, the ball was coming out, you know, things like that. So we've worked very hard the past 2 days with the players, also during the bye week as a staff, on trying to improve the passing game, and hopefully we'll see that on Sunday.
Is Lamar feeling better after having a week, and do you expect him to be back to full strength this weekend?
I think he'll be able to play, Christy. I'm not sure. You'd have to ask him how he's feeling. You know, I think it's halfway through the season. He's had a lot of carries. He's done a good job for us. I don't think anybody's feeling 100% is kind of what I'm driving at, but I do believe that he'll be ready to play on Sunday.
How tough is it for young receivers to just kind of play this much this early and – to kind of adjust to the NFL, because it's so much different, the style of play and all the things they're adjusting to?
Yeah, great question. I would say that there's been very few rookie receivers or tight ends that I've ever coached that have played a ton, other than these guys that I'm coaching right now. Now, you can go back to New England. Obviously, Rob Gronkowski played a ton. But there weren't many rookies, skill players, that played for us a lot like that in New England when I was there. These guys have been counted on to play quite a bit, whether it's Fuller or Braxton or Steven Anderson, and it's not easy. And I think that you'll see improvement as we go along here. I think they're getting better and better. I think Steven Anderson's a good example of that. I think Will Fuller's dealing with some injury deals, and he's trying to get back to full strength. I think Braxton is playing a totally new position, and every day is a new learning experience for him, and he's getting better and better. But it's definitely a challenge for rookie receivers to play as rookies.
Bill, did you tell us how Will is doing? We saw him out there today, obviously.
Yeah, I think he's doing okay, Mark. I think he's day-to-day. That'll be more probably a decision that we'll make towards the end of the week.
What do you do?
Maybe not till game day. Sorry, yeah.
Sean Ryan said he would like Braxton to play faster. How do you do that when a guy has so little experience and he's going to be thinking so much?
Well, that's the thing. There's no substitute for the repetitions, whether it's in practice with the quarterback or obviously in the games. There's really no substitute for experience. And so what we try to do is supplement the experience, you know, or lack thereof, with film watching, individual sessions. Like, I'm going to meet with Braxton tomorrow. We're going to watch some tape tomorrow. He meets obviously with Sean and George every single day. He meets with Brock. He meets with Brock. So I think the more experience with all of those guys, the more experience they get, the better they're gonna get.
How's Vince Wilfork doing, and how much confidence do you guys have in DJ Reader if he would need to play a lot or start on Sunday?
I think Vince is feeling better and better. I think that's kind of in the Will Fuller category of day-to-day. And I have a lot of confidence in DJ Reader. I think DJ Reader is a very good young football player. Has done a nice job as a rookie defensive lineman for us. Hard to move in the running game, and he's actually given us a little bit of inside pass rush, on third down and things like that. So we have a lot of confidence in DJ Reader.
Back to Braxton, what you knew when you drafted him that would be something you'd have to work on to work with. So what was it about that you saw on tape or talking to him that made you guys so willing to, you know, have that extra investment in him?
Well, I think, I mean, that kind of speaks for itself. I mean, you could watch a TV game and see the things that he was able to do in college and, out in space, even, you know, when they moved him to receiver, the catches that he made, one-handed catches, catches across the middle, catches down the field, slip screen type catches that he did. And then when we went and worked him out, we felt like he was a very good learner, which he is, very smart guy, and a very hard worker. And we felt like he had the skill to do what that we're going to ask him to do, and he does. He does. I mean, and it just takes a while. You know, it takes a while, and I think he's getting better and better. I know it doesn't show maybe in the statistics, but we see it, and we think that he's going to be a really good player for us.
Bill, you talked quite a bit about Duane Brown on Monday and what he's done for the offensive line. As a group, how do you think they have functioned as the season has gone on, and did you change anything knowing that a couple of backups have had to take over and play for your offense?
I think as a group, I've always taken a lot of pride in those guys because I think they're a great group of guys and they work very hard. And they've had to deal with some injuries this year or some guys not being in there in the beginning of the year, like Duane, now Newt being out, and lost Nick Martin. No excuses, I'm not, but this is just facts. These are things that have happened during the year, and so these guys have been called upon to play different positions, play guard, play tackle, play, Greg Mantz, jump in there and play center. And I think they're gelling. I think they're getting better. I thought you saw that in the fourth quarter of the Detroit game. And in order for us to win the way we need to win and improve on offense, we're going to have to run the football, and I think they're getting better and better.
Bill, your thoughts on the rushing defense? At times you've been hurt by that. Ivory's really coming on. Yeldon is a different kind of back. Can you just talk about your concerns?
Yeah, I mean, every team, Matt's going to have either one or two backs that are going to be really difficult to stop. That's just the way it is, and this team is no different. You just named them. They're very good. I think our rush defense showed a lot of improvement against Detroit, against what I consider a very good offense. Riddick and those guys in the offensive line, I think that was good for us to held them to 58 yards rushing and going to the bye week with that feeling. But we've got to do it every week. If we allow 150 yards rushing, things like that, we're going to be behind the eight ball in these games. So we've got to really do a good job of stopping a run.
Bill, earlier in the season with the running attack, Lamar got a lot heavier workload. Obviously with the shoulder injury, you've gone kind of with a split workload. How has Alfred Blue kind of developed throughout the year so that you're comfortable using him?
I think he's done a good job. I mean, I think that, he's had a little bit of a decreased role from last year, obviously, with the addition of Lamar. He's handled that well. He's played decently for us on special teams. And I think when he's gotten his chances to run the football, it's been good. It's been very good. I thought it was good against Detroit. I thought, in the Denver game, I thought he ran in there. He ran hard. So we have a lot of confidence in Alfred. He's done it for us in the past. And that's kind of the way it is in this league with backs. They get banged up midway through the season, and you've got to go to more of a rotational type deal just based on keeping guys fresh, keeping them healthy. And Alfred's done a good job.
Bill, you talk about consistency. What is the one thing that Brock does well that makes you believe he can become more consistent over the second half?
Well, he does a lot of things well, but the one thing I would point to is he himself as a guy that prepares, works very hard, is in here morning, noon, and night trying to communicate with the coaches, prepare on his own, communicate with his teammates. He works very hard at practice. He's got a very good routine. So I see a lot of things that he does well, but I know my faith in him is based on who he is and what he's shown to us from a work ethic standpoint since he's been here.